Friday, it's time for Friday Focus, and Penny Faree has got your Friday Focus report right here on Radio Life and Style. Hello, Penny.
Morning, Mike, and a very warm welcome to all our listeners. We begin with a story that may matter most to the North Coast economy this week. After months of uncertainty and growing anxiety across the cane belt, the Maidstone Sugar Bill is now expected to reopen on May the 27th, bringing cautious relief to farmers, mill workers, and transport operators who depend on the industry for their livelihoods. For communities from Tongaat through Kwadukuza and along the wider North Coast, this is far more than an industrial update. Sugar remains one of the region's key economic drivers, supporting growers, seasonal labor, haulage contractors, equipment suppliers, and the local businesses that rely on the flow of the harvest. Just weeks ago, the situation was described as catastrophic. Farmers had already invested heavily in preparing for the April and May harvesting season, with real fears that cane could remain standing in the fields with nowhere to be crushed. Because sugarcane must be milled quickly after harvesting, any prolonged closure would have meant major financial losses and a serious knock-on effect across the regional economy. The pressure has been intensified by the broader Tongaat tulip crisis, with the company still facing provisional liquidation proceedings and ongoing uncertainty over the future of its operations. For thousands of families across KwaZulu-Natal, what happens at Maidstone will be felt far beyond the mill gate. The question we continue to watch: does the expected reopening mark genuine stability for the North Coast sugar economy, or is this merely breathing space in a still very fragile industry? New data on the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast property market shows population and income growth surging across Ballito, Salt Rock, and Kwadukuza, with house prices projected to rise between 7 and 10% annually through next year, outpacing Durban by a considerable margin. Century South Africa says KwaZulu-Natal led every province last year in residential building completions, a 53% jump in completed home values, ahead of even the Western Cape. Foreign buyers from Europe, the UK, and the African continent are increasingly choosing this coastline over Cape Town on value grounds. The opening of Club Med in Ballito this year, they say, confirms international hospitality investment is following. What the data does not address is the municipal picture outside the states driving that growth. Kwadukuza continues to record significant service delivery failures for residents living beyond those managed developments. If you live inside one of these estates, the numbers are good news. If you live outside them, in the same municipality, paying the same rates, the question worth asking is simple: when does any of this reach us? And South Africa's municipal councils expire on the 1st of November this year. That means local government elections must be held somewhere between the 2nd of November 2026 and 30th of January 2027. No specific date has been set. The decision rests with the Minister of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs, and it has not been made firm yet. What has been confirmed is that voter registration takes place on the 20th and 21st of June. That is 9 weeks away. If you are not registered, or if you have just moved and not updated your address, that weekend is your only confirmed opportunity before the election window opens. The backdrop matters on the North Coast specifically. A survey conducted in March this year found that only 38% of South Africans believe their local government is doing a good job. Kwadukuza Municipality governs this coastline, and residents here will be asked to pass judgment on that record before the end of January next year. The parties have not made their cases yet, but the registration window does not wait for them. It opens in 9 weeks. And Kwadukuza Municipality wants more money from you for next year. The proposed budget for the 26-27 financial year includes a 6% increase in property rates, a 7% increase in refuse removal, and electricity tariff hikes of between 9 and 11%. Combined, those adjustments amount to an average increase of around 8%, a figure critics say is far above inflation and out of step with residents' economic realities. Mayor Gumede, who presented the draft budget, described it as balanced, funded, and credible. pointing to improved revenue collection and provincial recognition for financial performance. Opposition parties are not convinced. The DA's caucus leader, Privy McCann, accused the municipality of passing inefficiencies directly onto ratepayers instead of fixing energy losses and billing problems. Action SA's Nell Suraj called it a paper budget built on fragile assumptions, warning that a planned saving of 122 million rand on bulk electricity purchases relies on strategies that have not yet been proven to work. The Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association say the budget's credibility depends entirely on delivery. The question for ratepayers on this coastline is straightforward. The municipality cannot fix its own inefficiencies. Why are residents being asked to fund them? And the residents in Kwadukuza's Ward 6, 22 and 30 have a date for the diary. Next Thursday, the 23rd of April, Kwadukuza Municipality is hosting a public RDP and budget and BISO at Mshlali Preparatory Schools. Doors open at 6 o'clock. This is not a formality. Kwadukuza is under serious financial pressure. Any energy losses are cutting directly into the capital budget and service delivery is taking the hit. The municipality says a turnaround strategy is in place, but residents at Thursday's meeting will have the chance to question that strategy face-to-face and comment on the proposed budget before it is signed off. That matters because this budget determines your rates. It determines your tariffs. It determines whether the services you are paying for actually arrive. If you are on Ward 6, 22 or 30, Thursday evening at Mshlali Prep is where these decisions get tested in public before the election window opens at the end of this year. And that is Friday Focus for this week. But before you go, two conversations coming up that are worth your time. On Monday, Uncensored sits down with Brian Pottinger, Vice Chair of the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. The subject is the proposed six-story development at Belita Village, a story this show broke first and one that has since reached a national audience. What is at stake is not just one building application, it is what Belita Village looks like in 10 years. That conversation's on Monday here on 88FM. Then on Wednesday, in recognition of Earth Day, we go deep into something that should concern every person living on this coastline, a community air quality report. 3 years of data collected right here paints a picture of pollution levels that a broader public have not yet seen. That interview is on Wednesday. And the budget in Mbiza is on Thursday. Voter registration opens in June. There's a lot happening on this coastline right now. Friday Focus will keep covering it. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penny. Yo, so much happening. I tell you what, I can't wait for next Friday Focus and for all the stuff in between. You just keep doing what you do so well.
Thanks, Mark. You have a good weekend as well.
Yes, of course. And setting the soundtrack for the weekend.